Good morning to Phase 5. The heat is on politically as well as obviously weather-wise, though the level of discourse is reaching lower and lower levels. But amidst all this, let's not forget to wish good morning to Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik for having done a great job of administering safety, security and redevelopment of people affected by the Fani aftermath. And now the aftermath is serious, even if the nation wants to know how PM likes the mango. Bhubaneswar has no Pani after Fani, and I am not really trying to be funny. Without power and telecom connectivity since Friday, Bhubaneswar residents on Sunday had to face a new problem, which was water shortage in searing summer. The problems in high-rises and gated residential complexes are even more acute. When residents source water, they had to carry it up sometimes to the 10th or 14th floor. It is 6 May 2019 and voting will take place in 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 12 in Rajasthan, 7 seats each in West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh, 5 in Bihar and 4 in Jharkhand. In Jammu and Kashmir, polling will take place in Ladakh constituency and at Pulwama and Shopian districts of Anantnag seat. Raebareli, Lucknow, Amethi are also some key seats in this phase. UPA chairperson Sonia Gandhi is seeking a fourth term for Raebareli. Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi is seeking re-election for a fourth consecutive term from family turf Amethi. Challenging him is the BJP's Smriti Irani, who despite her defeat from the seat in 2014 has frequently visited the area, and Mayawati has finally decided to put her weight behind Congress at Amethi. On the eve of election, she announced that SP and BSP will not field any candidate from Amethi and instead urge her voters to vote for Congress. These Pakistanis, SP, BSP, I mean, and no, it's not me saying it, it's the other Gandhi who seems to have rekindled his inner right winger. Varun Gandhi, BJP leader, attack on his mother Manika Gandhi's opponents are getting increasingly coarse. A day after, he said people like the Samajwadi Party, Bahujan Samaj Party's joint candidate, untie his shoelace. The mercurial parliamentarian called leaders of the alliance Pakistanis. Sultanpur will go to polls on the 12th of May in the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. So for now, let's head to what's cooking in the turf of the prime Gandhi, which is Raga. Even though the incident happened at the hospital named after Varun Gandhi's father, Sanjay Gandhi. Amethi is the big news, so much so that even Prime Minister is addressing it in his style, which is to either take cheap shots, unbecoming of a Prime Minister, or fake news. The medical director of Amethi, Sanjay Gandhi Hospital, dubbed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's allegations as baseless, saying that they have treated nearly 200 patients under the Ayushman Bharat scheme so far. His reaction came after Prime Minister Modi alleged a patient died after the hospital with trustees from the Gandhi family denied him treatment, saying it was not Modi's hospital where Ayushman card would be accepted. Modi's hospital? Wow. After Modi's army, we now have a new monopoly called Modi's hospital, and Ambani be like, what the... And Modi's hospital, we progress towards an India that is so regressed that the shock value of it imposes is continuously on the down path. Jitendra, a Dalit, was thrashed by the upper caste men who lost their temper as they found him eating in front of them, despite being from a lower caste. On the basis of a police complaint filed by Jitendra's sister, a case was registered against seven persons. Gajendra Singh, Soban Singh, Kushal Singh, Gabbar Singh, Gambhir Singh, Harbir Singh and Hukum Singh under the SCST Act. This is according to the DSP. Meanwhile, as many as 161 men and 31 women were arrested from a rave party being held illegally at a farmhouse in Noida, according to the police on Sunday. To quote them, we had gotten information about such a rave party being held at the farmhouse. A raid was carried out late Saturday night and the information was found true, after which 161 men and 31 women were held from the spot. This is Senior Superintendent of Police Gautam Budh Nagar, Vaibhav Krishna, who said most of the arrested people belong to Delhi, while some are from Haryana and only a few are from Noida. And with that, let's head to international news. where at least 41 people were killed after a Russian plane made an emergency landing and burst into flames at an airport in Moscow. Videos on social media show passengers using emergency exit slides to escape the burning Aeroflot aircraft. Two children and a flight attendant were among the dead, according to the Russian media reports. One witness said it was a miracle anyone escaped the jet, which was carrying 78 passengers and 5 crew. And from Russia, we head to Putin's friend, China. President Donald Trump dramatically increased pressure on China to reach a trade deal on Sunday by saying he would hike U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods this week and target hundreds of billions more soon. Talking about pressure, Brunei Sultan Hassan Lal Bolkiah has extended a moratorium on the death penalty to incoming legislation on punishments for gay sex. After a global backlash led by celebrities such as George Clooney and Elton John, the country provoked an outcry when it rolled out its interpretation of Islamic laws or Sharia on the 3rd of April, punishing sodomy, adultery and rape with death, including by stoning. Meanwhile, Australian DJ Adam Sky has died in an accident on the Indonesian holiday resort island of Bali. The 42-year-old is said to have been badly hurt trying to help a friend who had suffered multiple injuries. While rushing to aid her, he smashed through a glass door, causing him to suffer severe cuts and blood loss. According to the Nine News, according to the site, the female friend had fallen several meters from their private terrace. Before we leave you for the week ahead, I hope your week is less confusing as those of animal lovers in Thailand who were thrown into confusion on Sunday over whether a Siamese cat presented to the newly crowned Thai king and his queen was a living feline or not. Well, cats are considered lucky by many Thais, and the tradition of giving one as a housewarming gift signifies a stable home. But on Sunday morning, several Thai media outlets carried a photo of two uniformed palace officials next to what appeared to be a docile Siamese cat and a fluffy white rooster. While a palace official contacted by Reuters said the royal ceremony required the use of a rooster and a cat. It should not be the focus whether the animals were real or not, but instead the ritual itself is important. And that is all I have for you for today. I will be back tomorrow. Stay hydrated, stay fit, and be happy to be alive. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.